Large-scale abuse found in food assistance scheme, agriculture chief states. Texas border business. Texas border business. The U.S. Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, is facing allegations of widespread misconduct, according to Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins, who described the initiative as a broken and corrupt program. Her remarks came during a Fox News interview, later reported by the Epoch Times on November 3, 2025. Source: The Epoch Times, SNAP rife with corruption and fraud, says Agriculture Secretary as benefits lapse, citing Fox News interview with Brooke Rollins. Rollins stated that thousands of cases of illegal benefit use had been detected and that dozens of individuals had been arrested for fraud. She further alleged that some deceased persons were still receiving payments. And guess what? In just the states that cooperated, we've already uncovered massive fraud, she wrote on X, as quoted by the Epoch Times. https://x.com/c:/status/19850077368960533318. According to the same report, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA, initiated an investigation into SNAP fraud following the transition to the current administration. Rollins said all 50 states were asked to submit data to the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, but 21 declined to do so. The Epoch Times, November 3, 2025. Rollins suggested that restricting SNAP access to ineligible recipients, including undocumented immigrants, might lead to self-deportation, and could alter census counts, potentially changing congressional district lines. Fox News interview, reported by the Epoch Times. The weekend's government shutdown temporarily suspended benefit disbursements. Two federal court rulings subsequently directed the administration to resume payments, though the timing of debit card reloads remains uncertain. President Donald Trump said via social media that funding would continue once more legal direction from the court was received. The Epoch Times, Associated Press contributed to the report. In congressional exchanges, House Speaker Mike Johnson, ARLA, criticized Democrats for voting against reopening the government 14 different times. Meanwhile, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, DNY, alleged that the administration was illegally withholding SNAP benefits and warned that millions of children could go hungry. The Epoch Times, citing congressional statements and social media posts. Rollins also denied claims that the USDA possessed sufficient contingency funds to sustain SNAP during the shutdown, telling Fox News that the reserve doesn't cover even half of what's needed. The Epoch Times, Brooke Rollins denies USDA has money to fund SNAP as suspension looms. The Epoch Times noted that Rollins' Fox News appearance and subsequent X posts were central to the administration's messaging about the alleged misuse of benefits.